7. Post-Teacher Son Man. The sons of the next order to arrive on the average evolutionary world are the Trinity Teacher Sons, the Divine Sons of the Paradise Trinity. Again we find Urantia out of step with its sister spheres in that your Jesus has promised to return. That promise he will certainly fulfill, but no one knows whether his second coming will precede or follow the appearances of magisterial or teacher sons on Urantia. The teacher sons come in groups to the spiritualizing worlds. A planetary teacher son is assisted and supported by 70 primary sons, 12 secondary sons, and 3 of the highest and most experienced of the Supreme Order of Daniels. This core will remain for some time on the world, long enough to effect the transition from the evolutionary ages to the era of light and life, not less than 1,000 years of planetary time, and often considerably longer. This mission is a Trinity contribution to the antecedent efforts of all the divine personalities who have ministered to an inhabited world. The revelation of truth is now extended to the central universe and to paradise. The races are becoming highly spiritual. A great people has evolved, and a great age is approaching. The educational, economic, and administrative systems of the planet are undergoing radical transformations. New values and relationships are being established. The kingdom of heaven is appearing on earth, and the glory of God is being shed abroad in the world. This is the dispensation when many mortals are translated from among the living. As the era of Trinity Teacher Sons progresses, the spiritual allegiance of the mortals of time becomes more and more universal. Natural death becomes less frequent as the adjusters increasingly fuse with their subjects during the lifetime in the flesh. The planet eventually is classed as of the primary modified order of mortal ascension. Life during this era is pleasant and profitable. Degeneracy and the antisocial end products of the long evolutionary struggle have been virtually obliterated. The length of life approaches 500 Urantia years, and the reproductive rate of racial increase is intelligently controlled. An entirely new order of society has arrived. There are still great differences among mortals, but the state of society more nearly approaches the ideals of social brotherhood and spiritual equality. Representative government is vanishing, and the world is passing under the rule of individual self-control. The function of government is chiefly directed to collective tasks of social administration and economic coordination. The Golden Age is coming on apace. The temporal goal of the long and intense planetary evolutionary struggle is in sight. The reward of the ages is soon to be realized. The wisdom of the gods is about to be manifested. The physical administration of a world during this age requires about 1 hour each day on the part of every adult individual, that is, the equivalent of 1 Urantia hour. The planet is in close touch with universe affairs, and its people scan the latest broadcast with the same keen interest you now manifest in the latest editions of your daily newspapers. These races are occupied with 1,000 things of interest unknown on your world. Increasingly, true planetary allegiance to the Supreme Being grows. Generation after generation, more and more of the race step into line with those who practice justice and live mercy. Slowly but surely, the world is being won to the joyous service of the sons of God. The physical difficulties and material problems have been largely solved. The planet is ripening for advanced life and a more settled existence. From time to time throughout their dispensation, teacher sons continue to come to these peaceful worlds. They do not leave a world until they observe that the evolutionary plan, as it concerns that planet, is working smoothly. A magisterial son of judgment usually accompanies the teacher sons on their successive missions, while another such son functions at the time of their departure. And these judicial actions continue from age to age throughout the duration of the mortal regime of time and space. Each recurring mission of the Trinity Teacher Sons successively exalts such a supernal world to ever-ascending heights of wisdom, spirituality, and cosmic illumination. But the noble natives of such a sphere are still finite and mortal. Nothing is perfect. Nevertheless, there is evolving a quality of near-perfection in the operation of an imperfect world and in the lives of its human inhabitants. The Trinity Teacher Sons may return many times to the same world. but sooner or later, in connection with the termination of one of their missions, the planetary prince is elevated to the position of planetary sovereign, and the system sovereign appears to proclaim the entrance of such a world upon the era of light and life. It was at the conclusion of the terminal mission of the teacher's sons, at least that would be the chronology on a normal world, that John wrote, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a princess adorned for the prince." This is the same renovated earth, the advanced planetary stage, that the olden seer envisioned when he wrote, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, so shall you and your children survive, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord." It is the mortals of such an age who are described as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, an exalted people, and you shall show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. No matter what the special natural history of an individual planet may be, no difference whether a realm has been wholly loyal, tainted with evil, or cursed by sin, no matter what the antecedents may be, sooner or later the grace of God and the ministry of angels will usher in the day of the advent of the Trinity Teacher Sons, and their departure, following their final mission, will inaugurate this superb era of light and life. All the worlds of Satania can join in the hope of the one who wrote, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless." The departure of the Teacher Son Corps, at the end of their first or some subsequent reign, ushers in the dawn of the era of light and life, the threshold of the transition from time to the vestibule of eternity. The planetary realization of this era of light and life far more than equals the fondest expectations of Urantia mortals who have entertained no more far-seeing concepts of the future life than those embraced within religious beliefs which depict heaven as the immediate destiny and final dwelling place of surviving mortals. Sponsored by a mighty messenger temporarily attached to the staff of Gabriel.